Your tax auditor strikes a deal with you and now owns you, you naughty slut. This was written by Deidaliano, or Deidaliano, I'm not quite sure. I say Deidaliano. And I love it. Anything where there's like a very strong FDOM character and I get to be in total control, that's a lot of fun for me, as you all know. And I love how she treats this guy. It's kind of like the whole dumb blonde thing, but it's a dude, because usually like the guys are not portrayed the same way that like the blonde bimbo stripper archetype is treated. So it's nice to see this guy treated like that. I love the part about his dumb jeans. So, you know, she's smart, so his dumb jeans are not going to really affect their child. The whole premise is just so much fun. He's a stripper named Jackhammer and dresses in construction outfits. The whole like stereotypical male stripper thing. It's fantastic. I mean, he's pretty much like a male bimbo. I mean, she treats him like a male bimbo. Is he actually? Who knows? We don't learn a whole lot about him except that he has been cheating on his taxes and he has been a very naughty boy. He's a sex worker, and obviously he's not going to put down on his taxes that he's making money on the side by doing sorority girls and cougars and stuff like that. Though he did leave a very clear paper trail by using PayPal and Venmo and stuff. But also, maybe he didn't think his chances were very high that he would get caught. I mean, I think he did what a normal person would do, not somebody who's like into white collar crime and knows how to hide their tracks and do this and do that. This is just maybe your typical guy, though I like thinking of him as like a total male bimbo because it's fun. And something I really like about the writing is how her character is very well developed. You know, she mentions, you know, she's a ball buster and she is somebody who's like, come on, I don't have time for this. She's quick. She's efficient. She just needs to get the job done and then move on with her day. So that's why I have her talking a bit quickly. And I just kind of modeled my character around the information I was given. And I like being given character information like that. And I like how the lines say so much about who she is. And you know, like, she means business and she is gonna own this dude. She's not fucking around. While she might become softer with him, she's still someone to be intimidated by. She's never gonna become like a big softie or anything. Cause it's only their first time meeting. I mean, I'm sure, you know, as they meet at that hotel during the week, she'll become a little tiny bit softer toward him, I bet. There were things I wanted to do, like I wanted to have her keep slapping the desk, but I didn't think that that would be obvious enough what was going on, and I didn't want it to sound like I was just making random noises while recording. So I didn't have that in there. There's so many sound effects that I always want to add, and I think it's because of my theater background. And there are other writers who do this too, where they can see everything perfectly in their head and, you know, as if it's like a TV show or something. And you can see all these sound effects that you want to do because you're seeing it visually in your head. But, you know, this is all auditory, so it's a little different. So there are lots of sound effects I never end up doing that I wanted to. Just because I don't want to say all the time, you know, I don't want to narrate what I'm doing as I do the sound effects. So sometimes I just like leave sound effects out. A lot of times I leave out sound effects, even though I really want to do them. And I had a lot of fun with the sound effects for this, actually. There were so many good chances for them. And it was good practice for furthering like my experience with sound effects, because I've been trying to get more in depth with my sound effects each and every time. And so even with, there's been where she's writing down like the hotel after they have sex, I was able to say, okay, she, at first I'm like, okay, she just starts writing on a piece of paper, you know, I could just have the writing sound on a piece of paper. But then I'm like, no, she tears off the page, she clicks the pen, she writes, and then you can hear the paper being passed to him. I'm trying to do all of these like little moments a lot slower in my head and get all of the details for them, because I think that's a lot more immersive, and it's something that I want to work a lot more on. So yeah, the only thing is it takes a lot longer to edit when you add in like all the separate noises or layer a bunch of noises. And yeah, but I want it to be, I'm trying to make my audios as immersive as possible, and I'm trying to just keep improving and never stop improving. And so that's been what I've been working on, mainly sound effects lately. And so it also gives me more to be proud of too. Like, I get so much out of it. Before I even started doing sound effects, like, you know, I'd be like, okay, cool, I feel like I did a good job on that. But, you know, it was just the acting. And now I can feel good about the soundscape. And I don't know, I'm rambling, but it just makes me feel really good about my work. And I feel very fulfilled. So yeah, lately I've been having a ton of fun with sound effects. And I feel like that's been where I've been getting a lot of my enjoyment from, doing that. So yeah, as I said, it's taking way longer to edit though. So I've been coming out with audios a lot slower because of the sound effects. So that, I don't know. I mean, quality over quantity, I guess. Let me know what you think on that. But yeah, I think that what I've been putting out lately is a lot higher quality than what I used to put out. So yeah. I'm going to end with, this was Deidaliano's first script, and it is quite wonderful. So good job.